Ladies and gentlemen, today we will discuss a letter that was sent to the Lake Travis ISD School Board, specifically to the Superintendent Paul Norton and all the trustees that sit on the board. This letter was sent by a very important person in the community who is in the know, attending many school board meetings and filing many FOIA requests in order to get knowledge that most people don't have. That's why she is the SME, the subject matter expert.
Check. Check. And welcome. Thank you for joining us on the Lake Way podcast, where we discuss topics from the banks of the Apache shores to the rolling hills of Rough Hollow and beyond. And now, your host, Joe Lunchbox.
Welcome in, y'all. This is Captain Fred sitting in for Joe Lunchbox. Today, we are going to expose them. We have a lot of show notes today. We have a packed show, everybody. It's going to be all over the place, but we're going to try to keep it all together for you. Guys, I want to let you know, you're getting ready for Christmas, right? You've been shopping, been busy, been decorating, baking, all these things going on as you get ready to spend time with your family and glorify the birth of our Savior. Well, the government here, the school board in particular, Paul Norton's fiefdom, they've lined up an agenda for us where they're going to usurp some more authority from the parents in the community. Yeah, it's all right here in the board book. And I've got a letter from a very informed individual, our subject matter expert, none other than Jennifer Fleck. We're going to have her on the show soon, but today we're just going to review a letter that she wrote to the school board exposing all of this usurping of parental authority. It's the through line, guys. We're going to take issues on the national level, and we're going to bring them right down to the local level, and we're going to make it granular for you to see who is pushing this agenda and who is too weak to do something about it. Paul Norton's fiefdom, guys, I want to remind you that he came from Texarkana, and before he even got here, he had already prejudged you as people in this community as a bunch of racists, because one of the first things that he did was hire Education Elements, look them up online, and have them come in and start surveying the people of the community, which is a bogus survey because they can have as many people answer as many times as they want so they can get whatever they want result out of that survey, complete bogus survey, to come down here so that he could justify his prejudiced belief that everyone down here is a bunch of racists and that we need CRT in our schools. Yeah, you thought it went away, didn't you? Haven't heard a lot about CRT. You've been hearing a lot about the bond, haven't you? All the flyers coming in. Oh, this is a great bond. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's free. It's all good. Everyone's going to, it's going to be great, you know? $900,000 hot dog stand. Don't worry about the cost. It's still not going to raise your rate. Yeah, well, check your tax bill in about 3 years, folks. Compare it to today. You're going to be paying about a quarter more. You could have saved that money, but we didn't. Because Paul Norton and his fiefdom, this is how he's going to promote himself for the next place that he goes to work. He doesn't care about the people in this community. He is a bureaucrat, and he is endeavored to do about the worst governance I've ever seen, and it's just happening right in front of your faces, and you don't do anything about it. You need to get involved, everybody. It's time to stop sitting around on the couch and get up and go down and tell your school trustee they are letting this happen. They are approving this crap. They did not even put an agenda item on the agenda to talk about ways to make sure that that bond was more fiscally responsible, ways that we could have saved money to pay teachers more and so that our taxes could actually go down, our tax rate could go down. Didn't even put it on the agenda. None. Not once. Months of us griping about it. They wanted us to go to the mat because they had more firepower than we did. They spent $150,000 to pass that bond so that their own cronies, and I got the receipts right here, guys. I'm going to show you that their own cronies got the bids, got the contracts when that bond gets approved. So they took your money, our money, tax dollar money. They spent 100 times more than us, small group of community organizers that wanted a better bond. That's all. Just wanted a better bond. And they were going to force us to approve that bond, which was a horrible bond. We didn't want to approve that one. We wanted a better bond. Because we know we need a bond. We know we need to, there is infrastructure that has to be built. I understand that. But we could have done it in a way where we could have paid teachers more, we could have had bus drivers, and we could have lowered the tax rate. But instead, we have a bond that is going to benefit contractors that helped support the passage of the bond. Right here, page 188 of the board book. Thank you, Jennifer Fleck, for finding this. It's amazing work that she does. Let's see. 191 and 192 list vendors accepted as bond contractors. Oh, no big deal. Just some vendors that are accepted as bond contractors. Oh, wait a minute here. At least three of the contractors included were donors to the LTISD Pro Bond Pack. They didn't have enough money, you know. They probably spent $150,000 because if you think about it, three mailers, a phone campaign, a text campaign. Then they have Paul Norton, who gets paid over $400,000 a year. He's out there going to all these little promotional meetings, about 30 of them. So that's his time. That's easily a lot of money. I would say they spent about 100 times more than we did, and they only passed that bond by a few thousand votes. What does that tell you, folks? It tells you that it's time to get off the couch and get involved. Go to WeThePeopleLakeTravis.com and join our group. Join the movement. Let's get better governance here. Let's elect a school board member that will fight for our interests. Look, they have an agenda item on here in the board book. I mean, I just can't believe this crap. The administration, this is December crap. This is what they do when we're all off, you know, decorating our trees, spending time with our families. The administration, Paul Norton's fiefdom, is going to ask the board to approve a more difficult procedure for trustees to add an item to the meeting agenda. Can someone explain to me, please? What? In what world? I thought the administration says, oh, it's a collaboration between the parents and the stakeholders and blah, blah, blah. But we're just going to make it harder for your representative, your trustee, to put something on the agenda. Paul Norton is a slick, lying, bureaucrat politician who wants more money and more power, and he will step over the our dead Bond, all the money, body, to get to that next job. He doesn't care about this district. He acts like he cares. He even said he was going to do something about the books in the libraries, you know, the ones that are promoting transgenderism and all this stuff. He hasn't done a single thing, and he's not going to do a single thing. There are over 100 books in our libraries, some of them in elementary schools, books like Jacob Wears a Dress. There's not a single book in the library that talks about, puberty blockers raises your chance of cancer. Cutting off your genitals is a lifelong change that you can't get back. Highest rate of suicide in that community. We're going to leave that for another podcast because that is a huge issue. But I just want to talk about this letter right here where Jennifer Fleck nails it. And that's just two of the items on here. That's just two. Well, actually, we got the CRT and we got the crony capitalism going on here. Oh, and then we got all the different ways they want to remove representation from the board. Page 215 asks the board to approve changes in the board meeting policy that includes a change in the verbiage from shall to will typically when it refers to when we're going to have citizens comment. So it says we shall have citizens comment at the beginning of the meeting. But now they want to make it will typically, which basically opens the door, camel sticks the nose under the tent so that they can put the damn citizens communication whenever they want. Just like, oh, well, you know what? We don't want to have to listen to them, so let's just put it off till the very end of the meeting when it's late at night. These people that have to work, who have families, who are, you know, trying to live their life, and all they want to do is be represented by their government. And you know what? Our trustees, I'm trying to hold myself back because there's a lot of words that are really wanting to come out right now. They are so spineless that they're just going to approve this crap. Yeah. Mark it down. They're going to approve this. And there's more. I mean, they want to eliminate parent approval when it comes to them taking your kids out of class for tutoring and test prep, whatever the hell that they can call that. They can do whatever the hell they wanted. Oh, that was tutoring and test prep. But the point is, they are going to eliminate parent approval for them to take your kid out of class for these things. And then not only that, if they want to make the size of the class over 22 for K through 4, they have to notify parents, but they want to remove that notification for your parents. And here's the big one on this one when it comes to parents. Y'all remember COVID, right? You weren't allowed to be on the campus at all, right? They were like, no parents on campus. You know, you might get the cough and, give it to the cough. And well, dude, you know what? I'm telling you, that was just the beginning because that's what they want. They don't want your input. They believe they know better. And the administration is doing things that say that. I'm not saying that because I don't support the teachers who are in the classrooms. I do support the teachers in the classrooms. I would prefer that they had better pay, better conditions, more help from the community. Absolutely, I support that. But the administration is showing its colors because it is sitting here changing policy, making it more difficult for there to be a collaboration between the parents and the schools. And this is another example right here where they can decide who they want in their school. They're going to remove due process from people who want to be at the school. Now, there's already ways for them to remove people that are a threat, obviously. We're not talking about that. This is a totally different thing. We're talking about people they don't agree with, people that cause them problems because they point out the hypocrisy and they expose the lies and then they get in their face and tell them about it at the school board meetings. They're talking about you and me and all the people who are sick and tired of them just running ramshock over us every single school board meeting while our spineless, no good trustees sit there and go, oh, yes, let's approve that. Oh, yes, Mr. Norton. Oh, it's your fiefdom. Oh, don't let me. Oh, pat me on the head. They want to remove due process for you. They can kick you off the campus because they don't like you. They don't like what you've said. Maybe you said something at a meeting. Maybe you weren't, you didn't have the right political ideology when you were at a committee meeting or at the shack or whatever. Now they can say, well, we don't, you're not allowed on campus anymore. You're not allowed. And you know what? You have no due process to appeal it whatsoever. And the trustees are being asked to approve that today. That's what they're going to approve for you today, folks. That's what they're going to do for you today. That's your representation on the school board. What are you going to do about it? You going to sit back? I mean, I think you can tell that I'm tired. I'm done. I've had it. And I don't understand why every single person in this community is not just as upset about it. And I think I know why. It's because you need this podcast and other sources of information to give you the truth about what's really happening. And that's what we're going to do. Sorry, guys. Got a little amped up there. There's a little bit more here. They also want to take the ESSER funds, which those were funds that they were supposed to use for the pandemic. They've got $3 million. They've received $3 million ESSER funds from the federal government. Now, in order to receive the funds, they had to do a survey. So they did a survey to all the families, and the number three most important response was addressing academic concerns, okay? Now, obviously, they've also got health and safety enhancements and kids' mental needs, because it was kind of traumatic what they had to go through with all the lockdowns and shutdowns and everything, and everyone thinking that the world was going to end and all that. So, but number three, addressing into academic concerns. And then on June 17, 2021, I believe she's a teacher, Ms. Sanchez, or maybe an administrator, I'm not sure. But she was quoted at the school board meeting. ESSER funds need to be used to address the learning loss of our students who have sustained learning loss through the pandemic. Okay, post-pandemic now LTISD has a failing elementary and a D-rated elementary, which is all, that's two failing elementaries. Okay, failing middle school. Okay, things are not looking good, guys. And they're just acting like, oh, let's just pass more bonds and just spend more money and everything's great, guys. Don't worry about that. Look over here. CRT on its way, guys. They're going to approve it. I guarantee you these spineless trustees are going to approve this. All right, so now what they want to do with this ESSER money. The administration is asking the board to approve the use of $1.4, nearly half of the $3 million, for a one-time payment of $1,000 to every employee in the district, every single employee in the district. Oh, my God, look. Is that payback for the votes for the bond? I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying it looks kind of weird. Gee, here you go. I agree that teachers, bus drivers, people that are in the schools, people that are interacting with the kids and actually doing the job, they need way more than $1,000, little pat on the head. Here's your $1,000, which is coming out of money that was not approved. It was not said in any of the survey, anything. How does that $1,000, how does that giving that $1,000, like, for instance, let me just walk you through this. Is Paul Norton get $1,000? Do the administrators get $1,000? Well, yes, they do. They work for the district, don't they? Since 2000, guys, this again, this is how it nationally comes down locally. So this applies to us as well. Percentage of growth of the population in public schools since 2000, 2019. Teachers, right? How many more teachers has the school district been adding over that 20 years? 8.7%. Okay. Students, 7.6%. What about school administrators? How many more people do we need to tell people how to do what other people are doing already? And how many more administrators do we need to, you know, administrate all these, you know, CRT programs and surveys and all the stuff, you know, and then they just form out anyway. They don't really do anything, but we need more administrators, you know, 87.6% more administrators. They all get that $1,000. They all probably voted for the bond. If they're you know, eligible to vote in that election, they all probably voted for that. And now they get $1,000. And their crony contractors that helped the PAC, that gave money to the PAC, the donors to the PAC, they get millions of dollars to build these buildings. We have corruption on a level that nobody, we're just scraping the surface. We the people, Lake Travis, and other people in the community. But we need more people to get activated. You can help out any way you can. You want to help us put up signs, block walk, get involved, come to our meetings. Maybe you just want to be a donor. We all hands on deck. I mean, this is encroaching on our ability to be governed. And if you don't see it by now, I mean, I have the receipts. It's in the board book. Just go to the website. Go to the LTISD website and go look at the board book. I've already referenced the numbers here of the pages. Just go and check it out. And if you want to get involved, guys, go to give us a call or text us at 512-910-5899. CRT, here to stay, guys. Not going away. Thought we had made that thing go away, but it's not. Well, I appreciate y'all's time, folks. And thanks for listening to the podcast. And remember, everybody, there is a right way, there is a wrong way, and then there is Lake Way. So thanks for listening to the Lake Way podcast. Checking out. God bless.
Let me tell you a little story about how I was raised. Every day work, every day pray. Got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love him, let him know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel. I won't back up, I don't back down. I've been raised up to stand my ground. Take my job, but not my guns. Tax my check till I ain't got none. Except for the good Lord up above. I answer to no one. Total son of a gun. Yeah, I'm hell on the hard, just a rebel on the run. Scared, don't know it, fear.